We have just heard an excerpt from Moses' farewell speech to the children of Israel. In the few paragraphs we heard, Moses retells some of his own history to those who had not experienced it. But if this is simply history to you, then you haven't even scratched the surface of the text. Looking more closely, we can find an excellent example of how Moses prayed for the people in his charge. He pleaded with God to forgive them for their sins. Pastors and deaconesses could very commendably take this example to heart and practice it. Moses' actions displays a very pastoral heart. The Bible certainly contains and presents us with some very good examples, but it does far more than that. If this is the main point you see here, you have only begun to scratch the surface. The law indeed was given through Moses, and grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. But St. John's statement does not present Moses in opposition to Jesus. It was Moses, after all, along with Elijah, who appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. The appearance of Moses with Jesus was not for the purpose of contrasting their two approaches. Both Moses and Elijah were united in their understanding of Jesus' upcoming suffering, death, and resurrection. Since Moses is more than a lawgiver, perhaps we should dig a little deeper into the text. He himself said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen." Like me, Moses said. Not quite unlike me, different from me. The prophet we should expect God to raise up is like Moses. Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai, pleading with God because of the people's sin, interceding with God on behalf of sinful people. The prophet after Moses will therefore also be a mediator between God and man. Although not mentioned in our text here, Moses was ready to lay down his life for the people, to absorb God's anger against the people in his own body. The prophet after Moses will therefore be willing to lay down his life for sinful people, absorbing in his own body God's anger against all sin and unrighteousness. Perhaps we might even expect to find a period of 40 days and 40 nights in this prophet's life, a time of concentrated spiritual battle. Such a prophet would certainly be like Moses. In case anyone is having trouble connecting the dots, let me connect them for you. The prophet who will come after Moses is Jesus Christ. He it is who spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness in intense spiritual battle with Satan. And lest you think that fighting Satan was all he did during that time, he was also pleading before the Father on behalf of sinful mankind, being the mediator between God and man. Jesus' entire life was a life of mediation. He didn't stop that during these 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus was ready to lay down his life in exchange for the lives of all sinners. Not only ready to, he did lay down his life, giving up his life so that you and I might have life and might have it more abundantly. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell about Moses freeing the children of Israel from bondage and slavery through the water of the Red Sea. Moses giving God's word to the people after having received those words from God himself. Moses lifting up of the serpent in the wilderness for the salvation of all those who, in faith, would look up at it. The second half of our reading brings us back to Moses, the lawgiver. We will even sing about it in a few minutes. These are the holy Ten Commands. The law is certainly holy. And the commandment is holy and righteous and good. These commandments were written by the very finger of God on tablets of stone. These stones recited in the Ark of the Covenant, right below the mercy seat, right below the place where God himself dwelt among the Israelites. They were holy, an expression of God himself. You have this law to see therein that you have not been free from sin. How true, but let's not stop there. But also that you clearly see how pure toward God life should be. There the holiness of the commandments shines through. We don't live up to those commandments, so we must say and sing, "Have mercy, Lord." But the life of the baptized before God is indeed pure, since we have the righteousness of Christ as our own. We live as little Christs, giving ourselves in service to our neighbor. Because we have been redeemed and set free by Jesus Christ, we can live as God wants us to live, in holiness and in service to others. And that's just what Moses did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.